I just watched a new video by Croton T on the rise of fascism in Italy. Croton tells us about the Marxists who Mussolini had shot, and that over time the Italian public began to accept the new order, that they became conditioned to accept violence and barbarism. Now, the point that Croton is making here is that this is where the alt-right or white nationalists are going. One day it's a happy merchant meme, and then the next day it's a concentration camp. It's about normalizing barbarism or extremist ideas by changing how people view the world and how it works. It's odd territory for a skeptic because you'd think that he'd be happy with people challenging the moral shibboleths of the age, but we'll come back to that later. The question really is it only nationalists who engage in metapolitics? Because we are. Are there other actors in the game though? Let's move away from World War II firing squads and come back to the present and take a look at the Rotherham grooming scandal in England, in which 1,500 English girls were sexually enslaved and tortured by Muslim men. I know there's many more areas where this is happening, but I'll just single out Rotherham as an example. Why did the authorities in Rotherham behave the way they did? How could they be so, to use Crouch's term, conditioned to ignore the mass rape of English girls and to actively cover it up? Fundamentally, it's the way in which, let's call it the left, have pathologized racial thinking in Europeans. If a European person or group comes into conflict with a non-European person or group, then political correctness dictates that the Europeans lose. The people who cover up and ignore the mass rape of English girls at the hands of non-white men have become numb to the suffering of their own kind. They'd rather allow torture and child rape to continue than engage in what could be construed as racism. So how did the word racism gain such power over the minds of European people in the first place? It's metapolitics. It's the slow and gradual numbing of the masses to certain ideas and concepts. It gradually warps the psychology of the individual, as it did, according to Crowd, to the Italians of the 20s and 30s, just from the rightward direction, not from the left. Crowd tells us that the fascist mantra of that era was, "I don't care." Child services and left-wing groups in England don't care about the barbarism being inflicted on English girls. It's just that this time the metapolitics is coming in from another angle. And it's worse. The primary way this pathology was achieved in modern times was to associate European racial thinking, such as in-group preference, with the horror, genocide, and death of World War II. The word racist conjured up the word Nazi, and then the word Nazi meant evil and piles of dead bodies. What Kraut is doing here is reinforcing that narrative. A narrative which leads to barbarism. He claims to be against numbing the masses to pain and suffering, but he's doing exactly that in his new video. He's perpetuating the same message, complete with the black and white footage of firing squads and death camps, which litter the whole video. Are you thinking of having your nation again? Would you like your own country where it's people like you? Well, here's a picture of a concentration camp to remind you that you're evil. His point being that this is where nationalists in the modern age will take us. But conditioning Europeans to be racially blind in a racially aware world sentences Europeans to the very barbarism Kraut accuses the alt-right of wanting to bring about. The primary aim of nationalists and people on the right today is to debunk the morality imposed on us, which led to the present order, undermine it, and expose it for what it is. But Kraut isn't a nutty social justice warrior. He claims to be an individualist, a centrist. But here, once again, we see the absolute failure of classic liberalism and the individualist centrist clique. They think they're on firm ground. They think that they're using rationalism and logic and that they've arrived at their position through their own merits and individualism, when in fact they're living in the bubbles of another thought. They're perpetuating those thoughts as if they were their own. They're carriers of ideas, but they don't know it. They've been conditioned to be numb to certain ideas and concepts. They think they're above and beyond the zeitgeist when they're creatures of it. They're not as smart as they think they are. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.